This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The second debate is off.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to It Is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Let's just be clear. Democrats can win without cheating. How could you be a party, a member to something, an organization that does nothing but cheat? They lie, they cheat, they connive, they do whatever it takes to win, no matter what. And to win for what? What are they winning? Do you really believe people want Joe Biden to be president? Be honest. The boy's got dementia. He's an idiot. He's a 47, as I told you guys many times on this program. You know what Joe Biden relishes in? You know what he questions? He questions, how in the heck was I able to accomplish this? I'm a plagiarizing liar who will say whatever it takes to get in front of people. I will take the easy way out every time. Give me a way to make money where somebody puts it, and I'm down for it. He has no principle, no morals, no ethics. He will screw around with his buddy's wife. He will lie about the record of his sons. He will lie about, he will help his, don't misunderstand me, help family, but don't help him illegally. Don't use your position to do it. Help them by saying, yeah, I'm going to give you a shot. Come work at the family business or whatever. But don't go set up deals because of your position, particularly deals that end up hurting the country. Joe Biden and his son with China and probably other family members, they are undermining America's democratic republic by working with the Chinese. And more of this is going to come out after the election, I'm telling you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. It is a Kevin Jackson show. Can't win without cheating. Can you imagine, like, you're playing on a team, the Houston Astros, right? They were stealing signs. Now, I don't know who knew, but really? That's the way you want to win? It's like a track meet. It's like a football game where, you know, somebody's got a laser or a mirror and they shine the light in the eyes of the quarterback every time he goes to throw a pass. Really? That's how you want to win? You don't really want to know if you're good enough to win? If in the battle of ideas, you can win? See, I'm cool with it. I love the idea of, I don't know how many times I've said on the show, if you're as brilliant of a leftist as you think you are, call us and we will set up a debate. And depending on who it is, we'll set it up big. If it's Richard Fowler, I will set up a debate series where Richard and I go out and we talk to hundreds of people. They can pay money and get us to debate. I would be happy to do it. Don Lemon? Michael Eric Dyson? What's his name? I forget. I've debated him before. Lamont Hill? Whatever. Mark Lamont Hill? Who? Sharpton? Jackson? Name it. I'm happy to do it. I enjoy the idea of whose ideas went over in the court of public opinion. And, oh, by the way, I'll debate in front of the audience that they like. I'm willing to say, let's go on to Joe, What's the Matter You campus, and I will debate them with their favorite audience in a town hall with nothing but CNN watchers. See, that's a person who says, I'm willing to get in front of the belly of the beast and start having these discussions. That's what we want to do. But Democrats don't want to do that. They don't care. All they care about, folks, is the win. They don't even care that you know that they're cheating. But here's the deal. Bring whatever skullduggery you have, leftists, and Trump will kick your butts. Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the questions to the debate beforehand. And look what it did for Hillary. She's on the sideline with the other leftist witches. And yet again, in this second debate, what did they do? They stacked the deck against President Trump. The political editor for C-SPAN is a guy named Steve Scully. And he was supposed to host this debate. Now, the debate is off. Why? Because Trump says, I'm not doing a virtual debate. I'm not letting you cut my mic off. When I want to talk, I want to be there. I mentioned this face to face. He wants to be there face to face. How many virtual fights have you had? How many virtual debates have you seen? Show up and let the body language speak for itself. They wanted to do it in such a way that Biden would always come off presidential because they'll cut Trump off and then Biden will say whatever he wants. And then Trump, you know, and I'm of the same ilk. I'm not doing that. If you say a lie, I'm going to go, that's just a flat lie. If we're having a debate and you've got 2 minutes, quote, uninterrupted, and you lie about me, I'm interrupting. It's that simple. And that's Trump's style. And what they were saying is, no, we're not going to let you debate and have your style. But it was worse than that. Number one, they're stacking the deck. Let's make this debate to where Joe Biden has an advantage. That was the key. Let's make it where Joe Biden has an advantage. But then, worse than that, they got a guy who worked, I think he worked for Biden or something. And he's friends with this, man, you want to talk about a dude that I cannot stand now, is this guy Anthony Scaramucci. The president hired him at first and I thought, you know, interesting. He's a weird little dude. And, you know, he was going to do press secretary for a while. He got replaced by Sean Spicer, if I'm not mistaken. But, and he lasted, what, a day or two or something? And then he becomes this amazingly anti-Trump guy. Well, Scully, the political editor for CNN, who's a leftist at work for Biden, and is now, he was in cahoots with Scaramucci. And he's asking Scaramucci, how should I respond to the president? He, you know, it's like they're prepping together so they can have this cabal against the president once the debate started. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump wouldn't have cared. He knew who the host was, the moderator. Moderator has the word moderate in it. It's supposed to be somebody that's mutual. You know, they're, you know, going to be moderate. They're going to say, here, you know, questions back and forth, challenge each of the people, but not slant questions. Do you believe this knucklehead was going to be moderate as Chris Wallace, right? But now, so what happened with Scully was he gets caught and he says, well, no, it wasn't my account. I got hacked. Now, he didn't get hacked. That's just a lie. He was looking for advice on how to deal with President Trump. And he got caught. But guess what? The president didn't care. But now the debate's off. Democrats never wanted to debate. They're losers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Wu Flu was supposed to take the economy out.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to it is the Kevin Jackson Show. The Wu Flu was supposed to take Trump's rallies out. It was supposed to stop them cold in their tracks. It did temporarily. It took the economy down temporarily. But where is it now? How you like me now? Yeah, I'm going to go cool Mo D on you. How you like me now? Says the economy. And Trump is flaunting it in their face. He even went as far as to catch it. He said, bring it on. Who knows, Donald Trump probably said, hey, listen, while you're doing it, just bring it. Go ahead and infect me. I want to see how this thing works. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. Let me get a little sip of my coffee. I normally don't have a couple of cups of coffee, but I've been having to have them because I can't stay up, man. I get up super early and I get a little tired when it's time to deliver the goods to you folks. 844-551-8255. The Woo Flu was supposed to take Donald Trump out. I'm talking down for the count. It kills old people. Don't you know that? Yeah. Woo Flu will kill you dead. How old are you? Nah, y'all are too young. But some of y'all listen to the program. You were scared of it. Be honest. You were scared. And then Trump said, bring it on. How old am I? 78, 79, 1,000? Bring it here. I'll show you. I'm impervious. Yep. Donald Trump, unwavering. In a word, right? In a word, if you have to describe him, unwavering. Maybe you pick a different word. You might put boisterous, bombastic. You might put, I mean, there's a lot of ways to describe him, but here's what I can tell you. Unwavering. Knows what he wants, sets a course, goes for it. He can be challenged, and he's changed. I watched Celebrity Apprentice. I watched him change his mind a couple times. I would shake my head and go, I wouldn't have done that, but he did it. Worked out for him. He had a successful show. Now he's doing it as President of the United States. He's changing. Remember when they used to talk about the number of people leaving? President Trump has lost people in his cabinet. President Trump fired people in his cabinet. He was surrounded by swamp rats. You know what he did? He drained the swamp. He put in an irrigation system. And then he started building Trump properties all around it. Selling them at a premium. That's what Trump did. Man. Weeks away from an election. Showing Donald Trump the fruits of his labor. Showing him that we were listening. We were listening. We back him. We care. And you know what? He knows it. He knows we have his back. That's why he gets out there and he says what he says. Critical race theory. Why are you against it? You remember he said in the debate, because it's racist. And he pretty much said, I'll be doggone if I'm going to let somebody talk down this country. That was one of his best clips. You think he didn't convert some people? Come on, y'all. Now he's hitting the road again. And as I said, he's thumbing his nose at the left. Because they thought they killed these rallies. Trump, he even did a morph of the rallies where he would fly into the airport. He says, oh, they can't have rallies? No problem. I'll fly into the airport. People can come all around. And he says, I'll get out. I'll say a few words. Do whatever he has to do. Fly to the next location. It was just a stroke of genius. Remember the last rally? They ridiculed it. Oh, in Tulsa, they only had 6,800 people. And then they laughed because they said somebody had gotten into his social media. And they were talking about, oh, it'll be 200,000 tickets they requested. And they had Russian bots or something attacking him. He had 62 or 6,800 people at a rally. I dare Democrats, please call me, 844-551-8255. Talk some smack. Call me and talk some smack about how many people Joe Biden can get to show up at a rally. Tell you what, let's do this. Add Hillary Clinton, add Bill, her secret weapon, add Barack Obama, add Michelle. Don't bring in any entertainment and see how many people come to a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris rally. See how many come. Oh, and no paying anybody. You can't pay them. Then get back with me. Mm-hmm. Give me another sip of this coffee. Starting to lose my voice. That's all right. I'll find it. Trump is hitting the road. And you know what? The left don't like it. They do not like it. They like, law don't go around here, mister. Mm-mm. They don't like it. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump had the Woo Flu. He told America, don't be scared. He told Pelosi, I'm through negotiating with you. I'm not giving any money to these cities and these states who let Antifa and BLM run hog wild over them. You're not getting any money out of me. I'll do it when I get reelected. But you know what I am going to do? I'm going to hit the road, and I'm going to go back to doing some rallies. And people are like, I can't believe that he would go out. He's still infecting people. And they're going, no. He's gotten it. So he can't get it anymore. And he can't, he can be a carrier. Nope, he can't get it. He can't give it to anybody. He's cleared. So Trump's got a big rally. I think he's got a series of rallies. I think he is going to crisscross this country, going to battleground states, and he is going to push the envelope. He's going to push the envelope. I think he's going to push some of these states to say, arrest some people. Watch what happens as you start arresting people that attend my rallies. The left don't know what to do. They're flabbergasted. They're trying to put a plan together. But see, what Donald Trump is doing behind the scenes with Wilbur Ross and others, people working on this stuff, Mnuchin, he's saying to these states, if you think you're going to get money out of me, when I win, there's going to be absolute H-E double crooked socks to pay, folks. You shut your economies down. You did this stuff because you wanted to get back at me. Wait till I get reelected. If you don't think those meetings are occurring behind the scenes, please, please, please. Yep. And the media, and the leftists, you know what they're doing? They're doing the same thing they did before. Same rinse and repeat game plan. Well, let's tell them that the polls are really good for Joe Biden. Again, I'll ask you, who can get more people to show up anywhere in the country? Give me Joe Biden's hometown. Delaware. Donald Trump will draw a bigger audience in Delaware than Joe Biden. Go to Scranton, where he claims he grew up as well, Joe Biden. See who draws a bigger audience. Have a television appearance or whatever. See who draws the bigger audience. I know who it is. So, Donald Trump, man, whew, it's fun to watch, people. It's fun to watch this man. People leaving the Democrats in droves, but they, no alarm bells sounding, just Pelosi going, listen, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment, just in case, why are you worried about the 25th Amendment if Joe Biden is leading in every poll? What would you care about the 25th Amendment for? I asked this question earlier in one of my videos. Check out the videos. YouTube.com/C/Kevin Jackson, The Black Sphere. And you can watch all my new videos. And you're going to enjoy them. We're putting them up. Anyway, Donald Trump thwarting the system with these rallies. And the Democrats hate it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Members of the House of Representatives have been told not to expect a vote on a stimulus package this week, dealing a blow to hopes that a bill could be hammered out before the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are expected to continue talks this week to reconcile the House's $2.2 trillion bill and the administration's $1.8 trillion counteroffer. Day one of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continue at this hour. In his opening remarks, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called Barrett a judge the country could be proud of.
In my view, the person appearing before this committee is in a category of excellence, something the country should be proud of, and she will have a chance to make her case to be a worthy successor and to become the ninth member of the Supreme Court of the United States.
This is USA Radio News. The White House is pushing for this week's canceled debate to go on as originally scheduled. White House Deputy Communications Director Brian Morgenstern told reporters that the president is ready for another face-to-face showdown with Joe Biden.
The president is ready to debate, and his doctors have cleared him for participating in public engagements. They've said he's no longer a risk for transmission. So it would be nice if the commission would get the debate back on the schedule. I think the president's ready to go. He wants to be on stage debating Joe Biden in person. So if they'll do that, get it back on the schedule, I think the president would be happy to show up.
The mayor of a Tennessee town that hosts the Bonnaroo Music Festival has died of COVID-19. The city of Manchester, Tennessee, announced Monday the passing of Mayor Lonnie Norman more than a week after he was hospitalized with the virus. Norman was elected to his third term as mayor back in August. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, it was bound to happen. Bound to happen. Yet again, people, you are winning, and I'm about to explain it on the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. That's how you can reach us. And hey, thank you guys for spreading the word about the show, spreading the word about the Black Seer, which is where I write articles. I probably write four articles a day minimum. And the other things that we do, we started this YouTube channel that's called Kev Talks, and we're going to keep it up. I'm going to put something out there every single day. I hope you go. I hope you sign up for YouTube. You watch our stuff, because I'm going to try to put some profound things out there and go a little bit of a deeper dive, talking about all these different things. And what I'm telling folks, especially at YouTube, so they don't kill my channel, we're going to give you real talk. I'm not going to, I don't want people to, what's the word? I want people to not worry about these things politically. I want them to think about them pragmatically. So there's no reason to take me down. If Barack Obama were doing good things, or Hillary Clinton, or James Comey, or whomever, I would tell you. If they're not, I'm going to call them out. Same thing with Trump. If I like, there are things I like, there are things I don't like. He's lucky. I like a lot more than I dislike. So these Kev Talks is where we want people to come take a peek. Anyhow, this is what I want to talk about. The social justice agenda, diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's being pushed back on across the board. And it's not just a sign of it being pushed back in schools and in sports and all that. It's a sign that you're winning. This is going to be pushed back on when the president wins in the next few weeks. Now, not long ago, the NBA's commissioner, a guy by the name of Adam Silver, demanded the team support Black Lives Matter. The NBA wanted to prove to America that it cared about its black slaves. That's the term Jesse Jackson used, slaves, when he described LeBron James. Now, you may not know this, but obviously I keep up with all this kind of black stuff. And LeBron James wanted to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers, the group that hired him out of high school, gave him his first job. He was making $7 million a year, probably underpaid by the standards that, set for what he was doing. I didn't watch him play. I've only seen LeBron James play in highlights. I've never watched a game with LeBron James in it. unless it was highlights. And I didn't even look at the highlights unless somebody said, watch him when he gets carried off the court. He looks like a big old baby or something like that, because I don't care about him. But anyway, I heard about him leaving. He wanted to go to the Miami Heat and join Dwayne Wade because he wanted to win a ring. He couldn't win a ring in Cleveland. No matter how good he was, he couldn't bring a team together like Michael Jordan did and win. So he wanted to go where they had the core group that was almost there, and then he'd go win him a few NBA titles. And he was making $7 million a year. Now, keep in mind, folks, these people make millions more off the court. Put a multiplier on it. 3, 4, 5 times more off the court than they do on. What they make on the court is nothing. So they have a cap and all this other stuff, and I don't know all the details of it. But Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the guy that owns Quicken and he's rebuilt Detroit, he owns the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he was paying LeBron James slave wages of $7 million, according to Jesse Jackson. So, that should set the stage of what's come to come in the NBA in dealing with LeBron. He considered, by way of his proxy, Jesse Jackson, he considered himself a slave. I'm working for this white man. I ain't making all the money he making. You know, I need to be the one making that kind of money and whatever else. So he leaves. He makes a few more million for another team, but it had nothing to do with his salary. It had to do with him wanting to win a ring. He needed to go stack a team in order to win a ring, because he tried. They were giving LeBron all the supporting cast he needed in Cleveland. He couldn't get it done, so he joins a team, he wins a few rings, and everybody's happy. Now, you would think that becoming a multimillionaire, probably a billionaire, because he's working with Warren Buffett. Yeah, he chose him, a rich old white guy, to teach him how to make his millions, multimillions into billions. And then fast forward a few years, LeBron James is now in the NBA virtue signaling. He recently purchased Katharine Hepburn's home for $36.8 million, and he's lamenting the plight of black people in America. And now he's infused his own personal sentiment, which he's not living by because he's a hypocrite, but he's infused that into the NBA. And he's taken up the cause of Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick, who was a piker who couldn't play, he would have been second string at best on a football team, third string and on most. And because his career was in the dumps, he decided to make social justice his new rallying cry to make a bunch of money. And congratulations, he was able to do that. LeBron James doesn't need to do that. Why does he do it? Because he knows, he believes that it will continue his brand. It isn't that the guy doesn't have talent. LeBron James could shut up and people would be watching his games. They would be buying his jerseys and he would be considered a good guy, even though he's a scumbag. Personally, he's a scumbag. Trust me, he is. They cover up his illegitimate babies and all the other stuff. And look, I've hung out with professional athletes my whole life. Well, my whole adult life. I know what they do. So LeBron James, he's a scumbag. And he's crushing the NBA. And a guy that's made a million, I mean, he can't even count his money anymore. He makes Floyd Mayweather look like a piker. And now, because Floyd's not fighting anymore, he used to be the highest paid athlete in America. Not anymore. LeBron James is certainly up there. If you can plop down almost $37 million for a home, man, you got some dollars. So LeBron woke and broke the NBA. The league painted Black Lives Matter on the court. A racist statement is painted on the court. And if that wasn't enough, they put Black Lives Matter on the table skirts where the announcers sit. And every time they cut the commercial, you can see it. Now, how do I know this? Because y'all are like, Kev, you say you don't watch basketball. I don't. I watch basketball when I'm in a bar or I'm in a, you know, restaurant and they've got it on and I'm not watching the game. I want to be very clear. And I'm not trying to be defensive because I don't need to be. I don't care what y'all think. I don't mean that bad, but I don't. I watch it because I'm curious. When I saw the Black Lives Matter, my son was with me, and one of the times he said, "Dad, you see Black Lives Matter on the court?" And I go, "Yep." See, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at what I'm going to tell you. Then when they cut to commercial, they come back to the center. And then they cut out, and there's Black Lives Matter on the skirt where the announcers are. And I'm going, man, can they milk this anymore? So Silver said at the time, "Hey, guys, this is what we're going to do to support our players. Our league is overwhelmingly comprised of African-American players. This is important. This is a partnership. We need to work together to get through this season and into next year." So, along with Black Lives Matter on the court, Silver went further. He said, okay, it isn't enough that we painted it on the court, this racist statement and terror group. It isn't enough that we put it on the skirt so when we cut the commercial, everybody sees it. No. There's far more for us to do. So he allowed the message to get put on jerseys. Yeah. Now the players have the option of wearing various messages on the backs of their jerseys to remind people of just how woke the NBA is. Now, look, you know where this ends. I've already given you the stats. You listen to the program, the KevinJacksonShow.com. You download it. You tell all your friends. You go to Kevin's YouTube channel and do all this. All right? But anyway, so you know where we're headed. The NBA is in the toilet. But I'm telling you, they were all in. Black Lives Matter, racist terrorist group logo, you know, the black guys painted on the court, on their skirt, everybody talking about it. Oh, the players making their signals about this. They want to make sure everyone knows how great they are and how much they support the cause. And, you know, and they're going through all this stuff because they want us to understand, man, this is serious for the NBA. And the announcers are talking about it. It doesn't matter whether you're on Fox News, whether you're ESPN News, whether you're local sports news, whatever. Everybody's talking about it. Well, you notice that the teams are really supporting Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter because of all the racial strife and the police killings of blacks and all this. Of course, they weren't using a British accent, but you get what I'm saying. It was pervasive. It was infused in the game. You couldn't watch this game for, and again, I'm not watching the games, but I'm hearing people tell me, and I'm in these airports and stuff like that where you got to watch it, and you're hearing the announcers, and I'm just shaking my head going, man, can y'all go 5 seconds without talking about this crap? And the answer was no. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, whatever. Talking about the NBA, the National Basketball Association, a league that is overwhelmingly black, like the NFL. I don't know what the numbers are. Anybody got the numbers? Anybody got the ratios? Does it matter? Be honest, does it matter? Do you care that curling is 99.99999% white? Badminton is, what, 90% Asian? Table tennis
dominated by Asians. I mean, I'm sure it's played all over the world, but who are the, I don't know that there's a professional league of any of these people that are making a ton of money, but when it comes to basketball, when it comes to football, finite number of people who make it to the bigs. Do you know who makes it? Have black people even thought for one second, if we could do this in sport, what could we do if we put our mind to engineering? What could we do if we put our mind to science? You know, I'm talking about physics and chemistry and things like this. What if we had the same type of mentality in this stuff as George Washington Carver or Booker T. Washington? What could we be? Ooh, got a little ethnic. I got a little ethnic on you, sorry. Well, what could we be? See, what's funny is you look at what we decide to do when black folks go, shoot, man, this is my way out. Boxing. You know who the best boxers in the world were, bar none, 2-3 decades ago? You want to know who they are? Y'all want me to tell you? Philadelphia black kids. They were sick of being poor. Man, if people would talk about a Philadelphia, man, these boxers coming out of Philadelphia, born of poverty. Look at what black people do when they get, when bad things happen to them. I'll use Maya Angelou as an example. Maya Angelou, raped by her mother's boyfriend at the age of 8 years old. And she started whispering in her ear, remembering Shakespeare. And she went inside of herself and she became one of the top minds. I mean, she's a poet. You could call her an activist of sorts, but her activism was through her work. She dominated Oprah Winfrey, molested as a child, very promiscuous because of that. And somebody saw something in her, and she took that angst, that thing that could have easily made her into a victim, and she did something with it. Richard Pryor, molested at the age of 6 years old. His mother worked in brothels. And he was molested as a child. Became the dominant comic of his day. I could go on. I'm not just talking about people molested. It just turns out I have those three examples. But think about it. Think about it. I mean, that's horrible enough. But what about kids who just get beaten? Or they get left, abandoned? What happens to them? That when you overcome, man, we overcome big. And black folks, man, we overcome some stuff, boy. But now we're pansies. Now we're chumps. We're snowflakes. We cry about everything.
He said something to me. That word sounded, he said,
yeah, I don't know, give me a word. He said trigger. That sounds like the N-word. He shouldn't be able to say, oh, who knows what the nonsense these people come up with. The NBA, dominated by black folks. All they do is whine. All they do is cry. NFL, I know the stats there. 68.2%, not that the .2 matters, but 68.2% black. And they crying. Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! And they don't care. If these people were serious about black lives, don't you think they'd be doing a lot more in their community? You know what these NFLers and these NBAers do? They got people to worry about Q scores. So they say, hey, go pretend that you care about black people. Start a charity, but put up a community center that will become a place where drugs get dealt. Don't go by. Don't give your time. Just put your name on it. Give some money to it. Go there every now and then. Give out trophies. You know, pat a few black heads and do exactly what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all these other politicians do. Just do some drive-bys every now and then for media and photo ops, and it'll all be good. We will keep your Q scores high. It'll keep you with endorsements and things like that. Do you really think they want to get in there and roll up their sleeves? Psst. Negro, please. Worse than these white folks that lead them. And then, I mean, profiteering off of black victimhood, victimization, profiteering off of it. See, there's no money in building these folks up. Not, I mean, there's pride in it. There's all kinds of benefit to the community in making young black kids not feel like they're victims, but there's no real money in it, right? But there's money in it for them the other way, man. Let them feel like victims, and boy, corporate America rolls over like trained dogs. Roll this way, roll that way. Here's the money. Who was it? Amazon? Somebody dedicating? No. Price Waterhouse. No. It was one of the big investment firms. But they are J.P. Morgan, I think it is. Anyway, have allocated $30 billion to give to black issues. Man, you know those guys are making some bucks if they're doing that. Anyway, Black Lives Matter, Adam Silver, makes the NBA capitulate. You're going to do this. He let them put messages on jerseys. 350 players in the NBA, 300 chose to wear jerseys with social justice messages. Messages like this. Black Lives Matter. Say their names. Vote. I can't breathe. Justice. Peace. Equality. Freedom. Enough. Power to the people. Justice now. Say her name. Si se puede, which is yes, we can. Liberation. See us. Hear us. Respect us. Love us. Listen. Listen to us. Stand up. Ally. Anti-racist. I am a man. Speak up. How many more? Group economics. Education reform and mentor. All that stuff. They don't hold each other to that level, to that standard. They don't hold anybody to that standard except us. We're the only ones. And here's the deal. Let me just tell you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you already uphold that standard. You don't need any of those messages. You uphold every one of them. You respect people as human beings. You know who this lesson is for? It's for them. It's for the people they hang out with on the street when they go back to the hood, their cousin them, as we like to say. It's for all the white folks to hang around. That's who those messages are for. You are not to listen to that, to look at it at all. But anyway, the ratings are in the toilet. So now Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has decided, you know what? We better take a look at this. Because if we were sitting on a toilet at the bottom of the Marianas Trenches, we still could go further. We have a longer way to go. They can't maintain viewership for the NBA. Nobody's watching. Nobody's coming back. I reported on the finals where they were down like 68%. I think it's almost over. Nobody's going to care. We'll have all the fanfare of the WNBA. They're finally starting to get it. One of my friends joked and said, hey, LeBron James, congratulations. You got the ratings down of the NBA to those of the WNBA. And he was 100% right. I can get into the numbers. I can tell you, oh, it's lower than this or that. They had this many share. It doesn't matter. Here's what I can tell you. It's finally waking them up. Sports Illustrated and these other leftists, they want to blame everything but reality for this dramatic fall off in viewership. Because they said, oh, no, it was of other factors that Sports Illustrated goes. It was other factors. It was not other factors. They know the reason. America is sickened of these pretentious, rich, black, racist butt wipes wearing their social justice nonsense on their sleeves, or in this case, on their backs of their jerseys. And the league is agreeing because Silver wants things to return to normal. He says, look, we're completely committed to standing up for this, and that's been the case going back decades. It's part of the DNA of this league. How it gets manifested is something we're going to have to sit down with the players and discuss for next season. Yeah, he thinks, look, it's already been in sport to desegregate and the social justice message in sports was with Jackie Robinson. Let everybody play. We'll figure it out. If Jackie's good enough, other blacks will come. Other teams will want them. Well, guess what? That's where we are, to the point of domination of every sport practically by blacks. And yet they still complain. So now the NBA is getting it. Now, that was a wishy-washy message from Adam Silver. He's not going to have his cake and eat it, too. But let me just tell you, America, when you wonder if we're winning, I just gave you the answer. The NBA has said we've had enough, and so has America. And watch what happens. Those numbers translate to November the 3rd.
This is the Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.